Shalom lachem. Anachnu beyishivat katavim
emar. Hello, and thanks for joining us on the writers' meeting.
Israel.
Okay, moving to Israel. I want to ask about the second wave of the corona. Morbidity is rising very dangerously. 561 people died this month. There are many critically ill, and they're preparing themselves. Hospitals are preparing for opening new corona departments. Health ministry is warning us that things are going to get worse during the winter time. Since the coronavirus erupted in China in 2019, surpassed the 1 million number of deaths, and the World Health Organizations predict that it could surpass 2 million before we'll be able to deal with this pandemic correctly. Do you see some happy end to this? I wouldn't count these casualties as the main thing. People die earlier, later. What I count is life. How much corona is limiting and pressuring us, degrading us, really. Completely degrading us, that we simply can't do anything, and that it's becoming ever worse, and it's clear to us that we can't get out of it. And it's clear to us that in everything, and we'll see, that wherever we will break out into something, we'll see a blow. As simple as that. You did something in the direction of leaving the boundaries dictated by the corona, you immediately get a slap up to the point that it kills you. And this is how it's going to teach us how to be afraid of your own shadow. And I really hope that it's going to happen fast. Why do I hope? Because by that, you can bring a person to a state where he hears, he listens. Doesn't matter who or what, but that eventually he gets used to hearing something that's outside of himself. What else? I don't know. When the nation will be on its knees, what are they supposed to hear then? They have to hear nature, that they're not greater, they're not stronger than nature. They have to examine the laws of nature and to adapt themselves to it, to these laws. Even now, we see the leaders of the health ministry that are convinced that we have one of the best health systems in the world. They're starting to question, where did we go wrong? Those that start feeling that taste of dust in their mouth, what can we tell them? You can write them that all this is not on the biological level, the way they're investigating it, but on a higher level. That is, in the relations between people, in the hate that exists between people, and especially in Israel. And from there, it projects to the biological level, too. And we won't be able to correct things through biology, and if we will, then just a bit, and nothing will really come out of it. The Russians invented something, and you see that the entire world sees that it's not that. The Chinese, there isn't, and there won't be any kind of remedy for it. And suppose even if there will be against one type of corona, then there will be a new type. It won't disappear. will have to live with this virus until we rise from the animate to the human level. The human level that in the connection between us, we want for the force of connection and love to clothe in it, dress in it. That's called creator. So don't call it creator until we'll connect in the force of good, in a good and nice attitude toward each other. Before that, nothing's going to happen. And if we'll do this, then you needn't be afraid of any corona or nothing. It's the source of this virus. The reason for this virus is only the hate between people. If corona came because of hate between people, how will the corona correct our hate? Through the blows that it brings. And that's all you need? That you're suffering and suffering until after lots of suffering, and this could take months or years, but you will hear what you're told. And therefore, this is what we're intended for, to explain to everyone that the entire reason for the coronavirus is the hate between us. In this blow, is there some kind of element of correction that the blow brings you to the need to hear? If you're a part of the masses, and those that study the wisdom of Kabbalah, the blow brings them to talk about this, to the need to talk about this, then there's already a connection between the Creator and created beings, and everyone can start falling into place. We understand that even if all of Israel would wear masks, rub themselves in alcohol and whatnot, it wouldn't be enough to eradicate the virus. If so, what personal responsibility? Suppose, were you to do everything that you could in protecting people from each other, you'd really dress everyone in some kind of
Khalifat Halal.
You know, everyone wearing a spacesuit. Then you'd more quickly discover that this virus doesn't pass through sneezing or through the air, but more internally between people through shorter waves that you can't really identify. These are waves that exist between us, like sometimes you feel the way a person relates to you, then tell me, where did you see this? Where did you feel it? But you feel that this is how it is. So these waves of hate that we pass on to each other, there this virus permeates. So the current quarantine that is about to be prolonged won't give us anything. Sure, it won't. It'll only drag you until you understand, until you'll see, you know, it's to wear you out. Okay. And what about if now I have a hostile attitude toward another person? I hate my neighbor. So you're saying at that point, what? By that, you open a pipeline through which the virus will pass from you to them. Yes. And also you open yourself to these kinds of viruses. Anyone who feels hate toward others opens himself to this virus.
Okay.
And the other way around, how do you shut this pipeline? Love the other person. Then nothing will harm you.
מה זה תואר? אבל לא יכול לאהוב אותו.
Love meaning what? I can't love that person. I can't. There are such people that I can't love. Even now, I'll tell you, really, there are people that are now taking to the streets. They have corona, and they don't care. So what, I have to love them and peace and love? No, I'm not talking about these kinds of cases. I'm saying in general that you have to love everyone and to try to bring it to everyone's attention that only through a good attitude do we purify the realm that we're in, the space between us. Why are most contagions in within families, even though they love each other? I don't know if it's it turns out that they're also closer to each other. Distance determines a lot. But you also see that regardless of distance, the coronavirus suddenly discovered in such places that are unconnected to any other place, that no mail comes there, no nothing. But it comes there because people are interconnected. And does it work directly if I specifically think, if I specifically hate someone? Is it directly aimed back at me, or I can get it because of someone in Mexico, or someone there can get it because of me? Both. We don't know how internally we're interconnected with one another. And if so, then what's important to explain to people in this state that we're interconnected and that every foul thought causes this? Thought itself is the highest virus. And this is what all other lower, more corporeal viruses dress on. When I get this kind of thought about someone, doesn't matter who, automatically it awakens in you all the time, whether you want it or not. That's called that man's inclination is evil from the start. And when it comes, what am I supposed to do every time with these waves of hate? You have to work on yourself in order to neutralize it, in order to make a restriction over it, masach, screen, or chozer, reflected light, that all that bad that you wanted to do to others, now, by a special force, you're doing good to others. And then, in your good force, you feel that the upper good force dresses. Suppose I suddenly have this thought, I wish that person would die of corona. Suddenly I get this thought. Forbidden to have that, because by that you want to harm the kli of Adam HaRishon. But only correct. But it's stronger than myself. It's much pray and correct. How do you get this kind of ability to make a restriction and screen and to control this wave? How do you ride it? Through the group, lessons, turning to the Creator, and so on. Okay, now you took it to those that, now, you want to be the manager of these things, then I'm explaining to you what does it mean to manage this, how to rise above nature. This is what you're asking me. Yes, but this is something that I want to turn to the public with. Myself, sure, I'm doing exactly what you're saying. The public has to keep our orders, the orders that we give them, as much as they can, not to activate their negative, evil thoughts, and all the more actions against each other. This one thing. Another thing is to hear all the time about the interconnected system that we're in. And there's no choice. We've already entered the last generation, they understand. That's it, no choice. Now it's being revealed that All of these 8 billion people are one group. Only that in this group you have more advanced, less advanced. They have to nonetheless move with them. Okay, I understand that I can publicize and tell a person, come to my group, sit, listen, listen in your language. But a person on the street, how can he rise above hate? How can I encourage him in this direction? Through your explanations, gradually he'll lift above his hate up to the point of love. Because this is how the Creator arranged it. What, he arranged it only for the good? No.
Norma, what's the question on that?
Right now in Israel, there is a national state where everyone's concerned about their financial situation and so on. The question is there room for such thoughts, good thoughts about each other, once people are concerned with their sheer existence, with the most basic things? Bodily things, corporeal things. Therefore, it's possible to explain to them in an even simpler way that the world is going to divide and move away and no one's going to care for anyone else. International trade will simply crash. You'll have nothing more than what you grow in your backyard. Already now, there are different problems with the different provision lines. What can promise us our future, a better future, is only the good connection between. I wanted to ask, before we move on to the next topic, just to understand the technology. We understand that bad thoughts about other people cause corona, bad feelings and so on. If now I have a bad thought, what's the first stage? To stop it? To say, I don't want to think that about other people right now? Maybe so. That in the meantime, I stop thinking about these or those people that I see that I can't have good thoughts about them. But at least I want not to think then, maybe, yeah.
Okay.
This is already technology. So after I stopped thinking, suppose I cooled down, the hate cooled down, what, to start reminding myself about the good things that that person did? How do I turn it into a positive wave? I don't know. You have to go to a psychologist. These are things that I don't want to talk about. It has nothing to do with the wisdom of Kabbalah. If we're talking about the wisdom of Kabbalah, then you have to put him into a 10, bring him into a 10, open such circles where you teach them, or that they'll join us through the internet. We really have to open these kinds of circles and to invite people there, that whoever wants to rise above the coronavirus, to really rise above it. Then by the good thoughts, we teach them in such and such circles. Try it out. You'll see that more or less, but you'll have an audience there. So that a person can't make any change by himself. He has to join some kind of environment. The purpose of creation is for all of us to be interconnected in a good and nice way. Okay, our next topic is corona and mental health. Psychiatrists say that since the beginning of the corona pandemic, there's a 40% increase in referrals to psychiatric clinics. And about 15% of those that suffer of different problems that are related to this might commit suicide at one point or another. The public has an ever-growing people are in greater anxiety and so on and so forth. And so previously we talked about physical problems, physical results or harms as a result of the coronavirus, and here we're talking about mental harm. Where is this headed? Doesn't matter through what exactly, but all in all, this phenomenon will bring us to the need to do something about ourselves. It doesn't matter. More ill, more psychotic, more mental, more aggravated. It doesn't matter. From all directions, this virus will shake us up so much and will confuse us and will toss us from corner to corner that I'll agree. The main problem with the coronavirus that also harms children and grown-ups, that it's endless, that it's like a chronic anxiety. So what do you want? You want for it not to hurt children. In order to hurt you, it'll hurt children. How do you deal with this kind of anxiety that you don't see an end to it? How can a person bear that? Only on condition that he deals with it, not that he sits and waits. What do you mean, deals with it? That he does something in order for this problem to go away. And that's only through connection. For him to participate in different circles of connection, in your circles, in the circles that you open, on TV and everywhere, and for them to participate and hear what to do. In the meantime, I don't see any circle of ours that is really turning to the public like all those psychologists and everyone, please come to us and we will learn together how to deal with all the bad and for you to understand where is it coming from and so on. I don't see it. How do you see it? How is it supposed to happen? Can you give us a direction? Didn't I just explain this? What daily programs that will invite the public daily on the internet, that will invite people to participate? Yes, to daily participate, daily publicize that there are such circles where you can learn how to deal with the coronavirus and all problems in general. So you are really giving here the entire method on a daily basis, and it's always about education. You're expecting for us to realize it. I'm not expecting anything of you anymore, really.
רגע, שאלי, שאלה כזאת שאני מקבל פה. עד עכשיו עסקנו רק בהסברה.
Up until now, we've only worked on publicity, explaining these things. Now the time has come to open such circles and to be in direct connection with the public. Yes. And it's not only about integral education and so on, but it's based on the wisdom of Kabbalah. We say this openly. Yes. Openly, I don't know, the wisdom of Kabbalah, maybe, maybe not, here, there, it doesn't matter. But we have nothing to be afraid or shy of. If you see that it rejects, then less. If you see that it doesn't bother, then as is. So it's not just one-sided form of explanation. Here, use this, but come to virtual meetings, meetups, and integrate, and These have to be such talks, like, you know, the ultra-Orthodox religious give to the public. Talks and talks and talks, and that limitlessly thousands and thousands of people come in and go out. What, it's workshops, lectures, everything, everything you can. To turn to people to their anxiety, or I can't hear you. Something's wrong with your internet. Again, please.
What about?
Shav, shomim.
No. Can you hear me now?
שומעים אותי? האם הפנייה הזאת לקהל החיצון צריכה להתבסס על המצב הזה של הדיכאון והחרדות?
Should we appeal to the public based on the anxiety that they're experiencing to turn to that deficiency? That too, of course.
בעיות עצבים, נפשיות,
aggravation, mental problems, problems in the family, problems with children, anything that were due to the coronavirus, that anything that came with the coronavirus and that they can help them overcome. Does it something that has a beginning and an end, or is it endless? It's an endless framework where people come in, go out. It's not that you give them 10 lectures and goodbye. And maybe you'll get a note that you finished our courses. But it's all the time, an ongoing thing, such circles that are open to everyone, that you explain there, where are we living, why, what for, what's going on with the coronavirus, and altogether that it's not a matter of the coronavirus, but what is nature pushing us toward, and so on. What's the urge? What motivates them there? It's the point in the heart, or that he's infected with corona and he's afraid for his life? Doesn't matter. A person has different urges. Everyone comes from what they have, from their perspective. But all in all, a person is concerned with his future. And if I understand correctly, we're talking about the foundation of a person's egoistic nature, about the need for connection. It's a need to build this entire process, a program. Of course, we're not talking about excerpts here, but an explanation, a broad explanation, open to everyone, to take in questions, not from the state that you're going to explain this. And the next time, according to these questions, you answer. The talks don't have to be longer than 30 minutes. The emphasis on these talks is to explain about the laws of nature or connecting the people in the circle. No, connection between people is worthless. The laws of nature, and as a result of the laws of nature, may there be also connection between people. At this point, the most important thing is the recognition of evil, to first of all understand why is it happening. Yes, but not immediately to jump to the recognition of evil, but you talk a bit about nature in general, about the still vegetative animate and the speaking, you know, things that are around it, not something that's far from a person, but for him to understand the complete, to see the broader system, then it will be easier for a person to see where we are and why are we suffering.
Okay,
I think that we have a serious treasure here. There's a lot of materials here to start writing about, to start creating. When are you publicizing and when are you opening these courses to the broad public in all possible ways and forms, at least in Hebrew? We'll pass it on to those that are responsible, those that manage the dissemination, for them to listen to this, to promote this. I suppose that they're engaged in this too. We also have a virtual course, but you know there are many things going on in the factory, so we'll pass it on to everyone and for them to promote it. We're preparing a course for women. Is it preferable for it to be targeted at a broader public or specifically for women? No, it's good that it's for women. I only don't know if it's good from women to women, to the measure to which women are impressed with women. It's a problem. It's better for a man to talk to women. I think so. Always women prefer to hear a man talking than another woman. It always awakens envy, competition, criticism. It's better to do it maybe for a man to do it, to give the lectures themselves, for there to be some kind of a good-looking, handsome man that will modestly, in a good and nice way, will communicate this message to women. What's the most important thing that a woman has to understand from this pandemic? That the one who's giving it is giving it out of love toward everyone, this on his part. But what he's going to teach is how will her life be arranged in a good and nice way and complete and full confidence. What else does a woman need? First and foremost, that. How will she accept it? Depending on how we communicate it. But if she'll accept it in a good and nice way, then this will already spread all over the internet. Because the connection and the different forms of connection, women are in the different means of communication no less than men are. If you want to talk about this, that we have to give these kinds of talks or no matter how you call it, courses to the broad public in Hebrew and in all other languages. If you want to talk about this, please, I'm willing to help, to whatever you need. I think that we'll have a broader talk with all those that are involved in this. No problem, but we have to. And also, I'm talking about the letter to the government, not only the government, but all those that decision makers, newspapers, doesn't matter. For them to know what are we facing. It's a shame if we will reach these states that are clear to us and completely unclear to them, but when they'll come to it, they'll say, ah, we heard this from Bnei Boch. This is worthwhile doing. By that, we will buy ourselves a name and a reputation. Good luck. All the best. You have to be great. Bye.